Wake up.
A steaming hot cup of Nikki and Zamello.
Coast FM.
Shocking news from yesterday with the fatality at the construction at Curtin Uni.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, I know there's an element of risk in anything that you do, but I mean, like, these days you just don't expect that someone's going to go to work on a building site and maybe not come home.
Yeah, that's insane. Something has got to happen there.
Well, yeah.
I mean, a few inquiries.
No doubt there'll be an investigation into that, but in the meantime, yeah, just very sad and, you know.
So young as well, 23.
Yeah, so
that's insane.
There'll be some very very sad families, I guess, floating around for a while yet.
Yeah.
What would you expect out of a business class meal, Nikki?
Business class? Mm. Lobster?
Oh, yeah, you'd think so, wouldn't you?
Steak?
Fantastic two-minute noodles?
No. Oh, well, it depends how good they are, I guess.
Well, if they're already
done. I'd try them first.
If they've already put the hot water in, maybe. Virgin Australia has been busted giving fantastic noodles to its business class.
Fantastic noodles.
Yeah, they got a picture of them.
Okay.
Forcing the airline into an embarrassing explanation, which I didn't read, to be honest. All I saw was the noodles.
The noodles, that's all I needed to know.
Yeah. Passenger took to social media to complain against the budget meal offering. They'd said they'd shelled out about $2,500 for a ticket. And, you know, those noodles are about, you know, less than $2 a cup.
Yeah.
They said, two-course offering in in business class today. Course one, red wine, Coke, no sugar, and snack bar. And course two, fantastic noodles.
Fantastic. Is that the brand?
Yeah.
That's right. I thought you were describing the noodles. I was like, oh, well, if they're fantastic, then let me try.
Look, I'm not saying that they're not fantastic, but, you know, even the most exotic two-minute noodles are going to be maybe, they're going to be less than $5,
yeah.
You know? Even the ones with a little meat sachet.
I mean, who's paying for business class at the moment anyway? Where are you going?
It's an interesting point.
And why are you paying business class?
Yeah, I don't know. Not sure what's going
on. Anyway, it's your own fault.
Yeah, that's right. You brought it on yourself.
The big news I've seen, though, is that Apple, of course, releasing that their iPhones, the iPhone 12.
5G capable?
Yes.
And look, the big bit of news that we didn't catch, because it's pretty much all the things that you said it was going to have.
It always is, though, isn't it? It's the leak. It's like, oh, this might be happening. Oh, it is. What a letdown.
It also has a psychic app so that, you know, it actually helps you connect psychically with somebody else that's got an iPhone.
What?
Sorry, was that a book I was reading?
Yes, I feel like.
It didn't happen. Okay, all right. Well, maybe next time. Maybe the next one will give you a chance to.
Yeah, well, we can only hope. There's four models. So there's the iPhone 12 mini. That is a 5.4-inch screen.
Right.
The standard iPhone 12 is a 6.1-inch.
Okay, that's and a fair
then,
step.
Yeah, and then there's the iPhone 12 Pro and Pro Max, which you can get in 6.1-inch or 6.7-inch screens. That's the biggest screen that they've ever made.
So as we were suspecting, you are going to need a bigger pocket.
If you get that massive Pro Max, for sure. Yeah, there's upgraded colours as well. Nice little blue
really,
option.
That's the option. That's the big option, isn't it? That's the big thing we didn't really pick was the colour schemes.
And the photo I've got here only has two cameras. So are they downgrading from the three cameras
Surely
to
not.
Two cameras for the 12? I don't know, but
I don't know. Not sure. But there
anyway.
You go. Pacific blue is the color
is the
funky color option that you can add to your iPhone 12.
Wonderful.
Nikki and Zamello's three things you need to know.
Now, if you missed the beer festival that was in Langley Park in the city a few weeks back, fear not. There's a bit on for fans of frothy sherbet.
The frothy sherbet.
Yeah. The Fremantle Beer Fest is on this weekend.
Nice.
Right? And then it's the Beer and Beef Festival happening October 31 and November 1.
Isn't that a manly festival?
It sounds a bit
beer
that way, doesn't it?
Beer and beef.
That's at Burswood Park. The article that I saw, by the way, said, and if beer and beef are not your thing, a range of cocktails, spirits and wines will be on offer alongside vegan and vegetarian food options. To be fair, though, if beer and beef aren't your thing, then probably avoid the beer and beef festival, you'd have to think.
You don't need to cater for everybody else.
It's like getting steak at a seafood restaurant, you know. Look, I know sometimes you do things in life because of the other people in your life. But, you know, I say it's never too late to think about changing the people in your life.
Just get rid of them.
Anyway, it's National Superhero Week for Muscular Dystrophy, proudly supported by PJ Masks. They are the
they're
the superheroes on board. It's a week-long event in which Aussies get to dress up as their favourite superhero to raise money for muscular dystrophy.
Nice.
So, yeah, check their website for details.
Yeah.
And just when you thought you had a chance to get your waistline under control before Christmas
oh,
and the
no.
beach.
I've given up.
October 14 is also National Dessert Day. So.
Oh. Bring it on, I say.
As you said, give up.
Yeah.
One of the FBI's most wanted cyber criminals of the 2010s fell down when he used his cat's name as his main password. That's how they got through his defences. Jeremy Hammond, who's serving a 10-year prison sentence for his role in cyber attacks against a private defence firm, law enforcement agencies, and what prosecutors called hundreds of thousands of individuals, was able to hack into systems that other people would have thought impenetrable, but admits his own weak point was probably his choice of password.
You think one of the best cyber criminals would have it sorted, you know?
Think so.
They would know about this.
The untold part of this story is that it took FBI agents over a decade to work out that the cat was actually operating under an alias. Who hasn't done that at some point, though, when it comes to, you know,
what,
passwords and animal names and stuff?
Yeah.
Not the cyber hacker, no. No, I even named one of my cats Password just to make things easier. It's actually the opposite of Elon Musk, who obviously named his firstborn after his password, if you remember.
Yeah. I can't even remember what his name is.
And who would? Even the kid doesn't know.
No.
Imagine trying to teach him how to spell that. We're talking about world's longest legs.
Long legs, yep. A Texas teenager officially has the world's longest legs on a female.
Right.
So she's 17. The Guinness World Record has officially inducted her as the longest legs. She is 6'10".
Okay, so that is a very tall lady.
So she's huge.
A very tall lady indeed.
And her legs are 4 feet long. So she's 6'10". Her feet are her legs are 4 feet.
So like three-quarters of
her. Three-quarters of her body are legs.
Wow.
And I've just looked up the correct leg ratio.
Correct. Yeah, that's right. What we wanted to know is what is the standard leg kind of ratio out of a height?
Yeah, so the leg length to height ratio, on average, legs make up about half of an adult height.
Wow.
So hers are about three-quarters. Her legs are so long.
She's got like 50% more leg.
Yeah.
Than the average. Does she run? You'd have to think she'd be a runner.
Oh, she'd be great, like, wouldn't she?
Yeah.
She wouldn't even have to be a good runner. You just take a few steps and you've won.
One step of your quickest 100 metres in the world.
97.3 Coast FM. The Coast Feed.
And with today's entertainment news that comes in the option of sedan or hatchback, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. The 2020 ARIA Award nominations have been announced, with pop duo Lime Cordial coming out on top.
Right.
They're leading the pack on 8 nominations, followed by Tame Impala on 7, and Sampa the Great walking away with 6 nominations. The Album of the Year nominees include all of the above, as well as Jess Melboy and the DMAs. The 2020 ARIA Awards will take place at Sydney's Star Casino with no physical audience or red carpet on November 25th.
Right.
Now, I mentioned the DMAs are in the ARIA nominations. They are also set to perform at the AFL Grand Final this year.
Oh.
The 5-time ARIA Award nominees will join Wolf Mothers Andrew Stockdale and Shepherd to take to the stage this year. The AFL will have the longest halftime break ever at 27 minutes to make way for this halftime music extravaganza.
Wow, bring it on.
Yeah.
And I suppose it gives them time to clean the ball.
Yeah,
too.
Wipe it down.
Yeah.
Yep. Kanye West has released his first presidential campaign ad.
Okay, so this is still on.
Yes, apparently.
Okay.
America. What is America's destiny? What is best for our nation, our people? What is just, true justice? We have to think about all these things together as a people. To contemplate our future, to live up to our dream, we must have vision. We as a people will revive our nation's commitment to faith, to what our Constitution calls the free exercise of religion, including, of course, prayer. Through prayer, faith can be restored.
Okay.
There you go. Stevie Wonder has released new music for the first time in 15 years.
Wow.
He has released 2 songs, one called Can't Put It in the Hands of Fate, which features Busta Rhymes.
Right.
And this one, which is called Where Is Our Love Song.
Yes, the words we're singing, we'll have to sing them forevermore, yeah. 'Cause by your ways and actions, it's like you've never heard them said before.
Nice.
Very nice, isn't
Phoebe's
it?
Back.
100% of the proceeds from that song will go to Feeding America as well.
Nikki and Tamillo, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.